Editor. I agree with Larry Calero in his recent letter to the editor that EVs don't make much of a dent with climate change and that less vehicles is more impactful. Besides fast food, restaurants, in-person retail, trades, construction, and frontline healthcare, most employers can offer work-from-home options. Additionally, it would decimate the fashion industry and significantly decrease demand for petrol. Plus, groceries can be delivered. Most stores will eventually be solely pickup or delivery, like Amazon. Didn't general stores in the old days used to be similar pickup, where the courier clerk gathers your stuff for you? Similarly, the global-wide, plant-based treaty, and experimental, vegan January, are climate change eradicators as well. Animal agriculture is most definitely a factor in climate change. After the Abbotsford pig slaughterhouse and Excelsior 4 feet made the news, yet again, last month, I've decided to stop consuming the few animal products and tested on animals' personal products that I do. When it made the news in the past, I started trying tofu and enjoyed it. I never watched footage or read descriptions when the slaughterhouse previously made the news but did this time. Without seeing exactly what animals experience, I straight up would not have the self-restraint to change my consumer habits. I am currently having vestopia. I have the urge to double down and become antagonistic to people who advocate for animals' body autonomy and justice and revert back to consuming convenient, abundant animal products. But my childhood self would not want to be responsible for treating animal species as lesser than my species and increasing demand. Although I'm 15 years older than Gen Z, they are going to need all the help they can get to reverse this. Lee Bianchin.